This is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
No excuses.
Hello and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Fitz. Let's start with a question mix from English O'Clock. Did you have dinner last night? No, I didn't. How long did it take you to get home yesterday? Well, it took me about 37 minutes to get home yesterday. Have you ever caught a mouse? Yes, I have. Well, I've caught one in a mouse trap. The longest running play in the history of the world was The Mouse Trap by Agatha Christie in the West End in London. Went on for, I think, about 50 years. Can you draw as well as an artist? No, I can't. Do you know how to make roast beef? I have never even tried, but I think it should be pretty straightforward. But then again, I'm the kind of person that could almost cause a fire in the kitchen. So I'm not sure if I would try it. Is a tablet smaller than a phone? No, it's not. If Vladimir Putin was born on the 7th of October 1952, how old is he? If he was born on this, which he was. Now, when I say if, what I mean is for you to calculate. That's actually his date of birth. October 7th, 1952 was when Vladimir Putin was born. Now, how old is he? How old is he? He's 68. So it was his birthday just a couple of weeks ago. When was the last time you had white wine? The last time I had white wine was in the summertime. Do you sleep on a pillow? Yes, I do. Is light darker than darkness? No, it's not. Is programming a computer easy or difficult for you? It's difficult for me. Do you understand French? I can understand written French and maybe some very slowly spoken French. What nationality is François Hollande? He's French, the former president of France. Did you cut any ham yesterday? Ham, yes, the meat of a pig. Ham. Did you cut any ham yesterday? No, I didn't. Is there a broom in this room? A broom? Yes, now, typically I would say a brush, which is what you use to sweep the floor or to brush the floor. But a broom is typically what you saw the witch riding on, which was made from maybe reeds that grew. How long does it take you to dry your hands? It takes me seconds to dry my hands. How far is it from Barcelona to Pamplona? It's 485 kilometers from Barcelona to Pamplona. When was the last time you drove to the airport? It's been some years since I drove to the airport. Would you like to buy a Lamborghini? Would you like to buy a Lamborghini? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Now, my sister and her family visited the Lamborghini factory in Italy a couple of years ago, and they were surprised by it. Obviously, they don't make that many cars, but each car is individual. Each car is customized. And of course, Lamborghini was originally a tractor making company. They still make tractors. But first they made tractors and then they made cars. Now they make both. How long did it take you to decide what to wear yesterday? How long did it take you to decide what to wear yesterday? Well, everything I own is blue, so it just takes me seconds. Whatever is clean, whatever is ironed. Very simple. How far is it from Sol to Puerto de Navacerrada? How far is it from Sol to Puerto de Navacerrada? It's 54 kilometers. 54 kilometers. Now, when you talk about a puerto in the mountains like that, how do you say it? How do you say it in English? We would typically say the pass. The Navacerrada Pass. The Navacerrada Pass. In the southwest of Ireland, in County Cork, there's a beautiful pass called the Healy Pass. Healy was a person's name. The Healy Pass goes through the... No, they're not high mountains, but it's a road which is very narrow. You need to have your eyes on the road. Beautiful part of Ireland. When was the last time you skied? Careful with the pronunciation here. When was the last time you skied? I've never skied. I've never skied in my life. Do you know anybody who likes chocolate chip cookies? Do you know anybody who likes chocolate chip cookies? I think pretty much everyone likes chocolate chip cookies. What's the most interesting movie genre? G-E-N-R-E. Type. Category. What's the most interesting movie genre? The most interesting movie genre. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, the ones I like the most, maybe they're not the most artistically interesting, are Westerns. Especially Clint Eastwood Westerns. Mafia films or mafioso films like The Godfather, for example. Did you drive yesterday? Did you drive yesterday? No, I didn't. How often do you see your best friends? Well, I see my Spanish best friends regularly, but it's been a long time now since I've seen my Irish best friends. Yes, because of the COVID situation, and I don't know when I'll see them in person next. Let's do a bit of work with there are fewer, there is less, there aren't as many, there isn't as much. So, for example, I will say, there are fewer cats in the city than in the country. You have to be careful of countable and uncountable nouns here. There are fewer cats in the city than in the country. And you would say there aren't as many cats in the city as in the country. Now, if I said there is less water in the city than in the country, you would say there isn't as much. So be careful of the countable and uncountable. There are fewer cats in the city than in the country. There aren't as many cats in the city as in the country. There aren't as many cats in the city as in the country. There are fewer Chinese speakers in Poland than in China. And be careful of that D in Poland. There are fewer Chinese speakers in Poland than in China. There aren't as many Chinese speakers in Poland as in China. There aren't as many Chinese speakers in Poland as in China. There are fewer clouds in summer than in winter. Clouds. Clouds. C-L-O-U-D and S in the plural. There are fewer clouds in summer than in winter. There aren't as many clouds in summer as in winter. There aren't as many clouds in summer as in winter. There is less coastline in Poland than in Spain. There is less coastline in Poland than in Spain. Coastline, the line of the coast. There is less coastline in Poland than in Spain. There isn't as much coastline in Poland as in Spain. There isn't as much coastline in Poland as in Spain. There are fewer cows in Portugal than in Germany. There are fewer cows in Portugal than in Germany. There aren't as many cows in Portugal as in Germany. There aren't as many cows in Portugal as in Germany. There are fewer crops. Crops. Now, crops like wheat is a crop, for example. Barley is a crop. Oats is a crop. There are fewer crops in winter than in summer. There are fewer crops in winter than in summer. There aren't as many crops in winter as in summer. There aren't as many crops in winter as in summer. There are fewer desks in an office than in a school. There are fewer desks in an office than in a school. There aren't as many desks in an office as in a school. There aren't as many desks in an office as in a school. There are fewer eggs in the city than in the country. There are fewer eggs in the city than in the country. There aren't as many eggs in the city as in the country. There aren't as many eggs in the city as in the country. There are fewer factories in Luxembourg than in Germany. There are fewer factories in Luxembourg than in Germany. There aren't as many factories in Luxembourg as in Germany. There aren't as many factories in Luxembourg as in Germany. There are fewer girls than boys in his family. There are fewer girls than boys in his family. There aren't as many girls as boys in his family. There aren't as many girls as boys in his family. There are fewer greyhounds. Now, greyhounds are galgos. There are fewer greyhounds in Germany than in Spain. There are fewer greyhounds in Germany than in Spain. There aren't as many greyhounds in Germany as in Spain. There aren't as many greyhounds in Germany as in Spain. There are fewer horses in a city than on a farm. There are fewer horses in a city than on a farm. There aren't as many horses in a city as on a farm. There aren't as many horses in a city as on a farm. There are fewer houses in Gdansk than in Madrid. Now, Gdansk is a beautiful city in Poland where Julia Nowicki was born. When I was growing up, it was the site of one of the first great, not an uprising, but protests against the communist Polish government, led by General Jaruzelski. I remember he would always appear in his full military uniform, and he obviously had something wrong with his eyes, because he'd always wear dark glasses. And in the shipyards, because of course it's a coastal city that was known as Danzig under the Germans, Lech Walesa was the leader of Solidarity. And when I was 12 or 13, I think probably because the Pope John Paul came to visit Ireland, he was the first Pope to visit Ireland in 1979. And it's estimated that over half of the population of the Republic of Ireland actually went to see him. He was there for 3 days. He spoke in Dublin in the Phoenix Park, which is a huge park, very close to the centre of Dublin. And well over a million people went there in person to see him. Now, you're talking about a country in the Republic with a population at the time of less than 5 million. Maybe at the time, 1979, it was about just over 4 million. So almost a quarter of the people went to see him there. He made two other big speeches in the west of Ireland, three. One in Limerick, one in Galway, and one in a tiny village called Knock, which is a site of religious pilgrimage in County Mayo. He spoke at those three places, and so maybe another million people saw him between those three places. So I think that the situation in Poland resonated a lot with Irish people, especially with young people. So when I was 12, 13, just starting secondary school, getting very interested in politics, the situation in Gdansk with Walesa, who later became president of Poland, and his big mustache was something that really appealed to me, because he was rebelling against the communist government there. So there are fewer houses in Gdansk than in Madrid. There are fewer houses in Gdansk than in Madrid. There aren't as many houses in Gdansk as in Madrid. There aren't as many houses in Gdansk as in Madrid. Let's do a bit of translation work here. This is Vaughan Translation Book 3, List 28. Vaughan Translation Book 3, List 28. No querían verle. They didn't want to see him. They didn't want to see him. Now, pay a lot of attention to the final T in didn't and want. To be better understood when you speak, it's worth making more of an effort with these sounds. So many students will say, they didn't want to see him. Now, that can result in you, first of all, it doesn't sound good, it doesn't sound elegant, and you may be misunderstood by a native speaker. So they didn't want to see him. Tenía dolor de cabeza. I had a headache. Hubo una gran explosión. Hubo una gran explosión. There was a big explosion. Strong X in there. There was a big explosion. A big explosion. Hubo varias explosiones. There were several explosions. Él se escapó por el agujero. He escaped through the hole. Like the great film Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption, which I think in Spanish is Cadena Perpetua. The prison break made by the central character, well, one of the, well, the central character, one of the two central protagonists, who was Andy. I can't remember his last name. Well, I've seen the film so many times. So he broke out through the sewer pipe. Now, that's not based on a true story, but there is a great film with Clint Eastwood called Escape from Alcatraz. The famous island prison in San Francisco Bay, from which it was supposed to be impossible to escape. So he played a character called Frank Hallahan, and he, now, apparently he escaped from the prison, but it is believed that he drowned, but his body was never found. That was a true story. Ganaron la apuesta. They won the bet. Lucharon contra todo el mundo. They fought against everyone. The verb to fight. Every day I fight. Yesterday I fought. They fought against everyone. They fought against everyone. Oscureció temprano. It got dark early. Reminds me of a great song by Bob Dylan. It's not dark yet. But it's getting there. It's not dark yet. No me lo dieron. They didn't give it to me. Now put that into the positive. They gave it to me. Ask me a question. Ask me a negative question. El discurso se grabó. The speech. Careful of your pronunciation. The speech was recorded. De quién era la flecha? Whose arrow was it? Now, what device do you fire an arrow from? A bow or a crossbow. A bow is what the archer uses, and then the crossbow was an evolution of the bow, which was almost like a cross between a gun and a bow. That was the crossbow. And of course, it has much more power. The crossbow has a lot, has much more power. The archers, who in England were called yeomen. Because the bow was made from the yew tree. Y-E-W. Because it was very flexible. And they were called yeomen. The yeomen of the guard. And I don't know if it's the same in Spain. I suppose it is. Yew trees, Y-E-W, which is an evergreen tree, were always planted in graveyards because, of course, graveyards were usually in the countryside, and there was a danger of cattle, cows, breaking into the graveyard, and because they're such heavy animals, knocking over the gravestones. The gravestone is the stone which stands in your typical British, Irish or American graveyard over your grave with your name on there. And so they would plant yew trees because cows don't like the smell of yew trees. And it was a way of keeping them out. And yew trees were what the bow was made from. So usually the royal guard in medieval times, they were called yeomen, the archers. Era tuya, ¿verdad? It was yours, wasn't it? Me sentía cansado. I felt tired. One syllable, always tired. Give me a negative. I didn't feel tired. Ask me a question. Ask me a negative question. Aquellos años fueron difíciles. Those years were difficult. Lo pagué en dólares. Lo pagué en dólares. I paid for it in dollars. Which, of course, could be American dollars, Canadian dollars, Australian dollars, or New Zealand dollars. But usually when we say dollars, we mean American dollars. I paid for it in dollars. No pasó nada. No pasó nada. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. This reminds me of when I was a kid. There was, near where my parents are from, a huge chicken farm where thousands of eggs were laid every day, and then those eggs were sold to supermarkets and shops. And the eggs were kept, after they were collected, in a type of shed, a covered location, and the eggs were kept on tall wooden shelves. Now, it was very bad design, but the wooden shelves were not fixed to the floor. And a member of the family was playing in there and knocked against one of the shelves, and there was a domino effect. Boom, 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 boom. One after the other fell against each other. Thousands of eggs were broken. And so thousands of euro of income was lost. And so the poor child ran into her parents and said, "Mom, mom, mom, I broke no eggs. I broke no eggs." And the parents were completely unaware. But of course, very soon, there was a big cleanup, and I'm sure they then fixed those wooden shelves to the floor. Me dormí en clase. Me dormí en clase. I fell asleep in class. I fell asleep in class. Give me a negative. I didn't fall asleep in class. I fell asleep. I didn't fall asleep. Ask me a question. Did you fall asleep in class? Did you fall asleep in class? Ask me a negative question. Didn't you fall asleep in class? Didn't you fall asleep in class? Now, the negative question is often used in an argument. Now, not a shouting argument, but to defend a situation or to attack another person, maybe. Didn't you fall? Aren't you the one who fell asleep in class? Where you know the answer is yes. So it's a lighter way of making an accusation. The negative question is a very useful and versatile structure. ¿De quién fue la idea? ¿De quién fue la idea? Whose idea was it? Whose idea was it? Él estaba triste. Él estaba triste. He was sad. He was sad. Give me a negative. He wasn't sad. He was down in the dumps. He was down in the dumps. Now, what's the dumps? The dump is a place where you put rubbish. It's the municipal site owned by a city or a town where rubbish, garbage, trash is collected and processed. How's John? Oh, he's down in the dumps. He's very sad. He's down in the mouth. He's very sad. He's down in the mouth. He's down in the dumps. He has the blues. ¿Dónde lo pusieron? ¿Dónde lo pusieron? Where did they put it? Where did they put it? Put it. Where did they put it? It's important to link put and it. So it's not put, eat. Where did they put it? Where did they put it? And what's the shot you use in golf? The final shot where you put the ball in the hole. To put, P-U-T-T, and the club is a putter. Hubo demasiados. Hubo demasiados. There were too many. There were too many. There were too many of them. We were overrun. Now, to be overrun would be, for example, in sport, one team is destroyed by another one. Militarily, it would be an army that destroys the other one. Literally ran over them. We were overrun. There were too many. Nevaba cuando me fui. Nevaba cuando me fui. It was snowing when I left. Careful of the pronunciation of snowing. Link it to was. It was snowing when I left. It was snowing when I left. Hacía mucho calor. Hacía mucho calor. It was very hot. It was very hot. Tenían más hambre que yo. Tenían más hambre que yo. They were hungrier than I was. They were hungrier than I was. Now, you can also say, they were hungrier than me. They were hungrier than me. I do remember at school, the best teacher I've ever had, a man that I've mentioned many times, Mr. Coffey, he always encouraged us to say and to write the form with I was. They were hungrier than I was. He said, simply, gentlemen, it's a more elegant way of speaking. Both are right. They were hungrier than me is perfectly right. They were hungrier than I was is a little more elegant, and he always encouraged us to be elegant. If there's a great film called Dead Poets Society, which is about an inspirational English language and literature school teacher, who was very similar in his approach to my man, my friend Mr. Coffee. And he, because he studied poetry, which of course when you're, you know, 12, 13, maybe even 16, 17, you think, oh, some of this poetry, it's not relevant. And he would say, gentlemen, which is the same as the film, don't you want to woo girls? Woo girls means to make girls interested in you romantically. And of course we said, yes, yes, yes. He said, well then, using a bit of Shakespeare is better than the sort of stuff you're going to make up yourself. So he made it relevant to us. So tenían más hambre que yo, tenían más hambre que yo. They were hungrier than I was. They were hungrier than I was. Now, like I said, it's perfectly right to say they were hungrier than me. They were hungrier than me. But they were hungrier than I was is just a little bit more elegant. Él tenía 20 años cuando yo nací. Él tenía 20 años cuando yo nací. He was 20 years old when I was born. When I was born, the verb to be born, this causes a lot of trouble. He was 20 years old when I was born. He was 30 years old when I was born. He was 35 years old when I was born. He was 20 years old when I was born. Stay with me, folks. I'll be right back.
Profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Bowen ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Bowen 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person And if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Welcome back to No Excuses, or welcome if you're just joining me. So, going to start here with, I'm going to start with Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 1. Now, a student asked me recently, the student said, I start. And I said, no, you never say that. And she said, but it's present simple, we're doing it right now. I said, yeah, but you don't say, I start. You always place it in the future. I'll start, or I'm going to start. But you would never say, I start. Grammatically, it's correct, but you just don't say it. Una calle de doble sentido. Una calle de doble sentido. A two-way street. I think the expression is love is a two-way street. It's a two-way street. Anuncio en prensa. Anuncio en prensa. Ad. A newspaper ad. A television ad. A television commercial in American English. Adversario. Adversario. Adversary. He's an adversary of mine. Adversary. Bicho. Bicho. In American English, bug. In British and Irish English, insect. Insect. Escueto. Conciso. Escueto. Conciso. Concise. He made a concise argument. Now, here's a word I always have trouble pronouncing in Spanish. Ingeniería. There we go. Ingeniería. Engineering. Now, what do you drink? What's the alcoholic drink you usually have with tonic? Gin. Engineering. Engineering. There's a very strong G in there. And I've said to you many times, so many of the students I've taught over the years are engineers. And I say, Pekka, what do you do? I am engineer. And I say, no, the first thing I'm going to do, Pekka, is I'm going to teach you how to say that properly. First of all, you need to use an indefinite article. Ah. I am a engineer. Mm-mm. An, oh yes. I am an engineer. I say, now contract. I'm an engineer. And I say, okay, translate the following sentence for me, Paco. Ojo, hombre, motor, oreja. Ojo, hombre, motor, oreja. I, man, engine, ear. Good, now say it fast. I'm an engineer. There you go. I, man, engineer. I'm an engineer. Prohibido. Prohibido. Forbidden. Smoking is forbidden here. Prohibited. Prohibited. Now, those are very formal words. It's not allowed. You're not allowed to smoke here. Smoking is forbidden. Smoking is prohibited. Calor. Calor. Heat. Heat. The name of the first film where Al Pacino and Robert De Niro appeared on screen at the same time. Having done several films together, but never having done the films at the same time, because in Godfather 2, Robert De Niro played the young Vito Corleone, but in a flashback sequence. Now, what's flashback? Flashback in a film, for example, is where they revert to the past. And Robert De Niro played the young Vito Corleone, who was father of Michael Corleone. Michael Corleone in the 3 Godfather films was played by Al Pacino. But in the film Heat, which also starred Val Kilmer, it was the first time they actually appeared on screen. One a cop and one a bad guy. Very good film. Escondido o oculto. Escondido o oculto. Hidden. There's a hidden door. There's a hidden passageway. Imparcial. Imparcial. Impartial. Now, spelled impartial, but pronounced impartial. We need an impartial referee. Impaciente. Impaciente. Impatient. Don't be so impatient. Patience is the virtue of a teacher. Impatient. Clase media. Clase media. Middle class. Middle class. Misterioso. Misterioso. Mysterious. Mysterious girl. Mysterious. Great song by Roy Orbison, by the way. Mystery Girl, which was written for him by Bono and the Edge of U2. Beautiful song. If you want to find it online, Roy Orbison, Mystery Girl, because he had an incredible voice. Pessimista. Pessimista. Pessimistic. Pessimistic. Even though it's spelled with double S, it's pronounced like a Z. Pessimistic. Pessimistic. Don't be so pessimistic. Importante o significativo. Importante o significativo. Significant. It was a significant discovery. This is a significant bit of progress. Sinceridad. Sinceridad. Sincerity. Sincerity. Be careful of that C sound. Sincerity. So here's again, this highlights the peculiarity of English. The S in sincerity and the C sound the same, but one is an S and one is a C. So it's not sincerity, it's sincerity. Sincerity. Estratégico. Estratégico. Be careful before you pronounce it. What's the rule? S followed by consonant is not preceded with an E sound. Strategic. Not estrategic. Strategic. Strategic. Afectar. Afectar. To affect. To affect. Dictar. Dictar. To dictate. To dictate. I presume nobody dictates letters anymore. Maybe the President of the United States does. Yes, I'm sure he doesn't type his own emails. But to dictate. I remember my father dictating letters, hundreds and hundreds of letters every week. He had a dictaphone. And then he would give a tape and we would have to go to, he had a secretary who lived near us. And one of us would have to deliver the tape to the secretary. And then years later, we built an office in the house, and that lady, a lovely lady called Mrs. Pollock, would come there, and she had a machine. She had a pedal under her desk. She would put the tape into a machine. She had earphones and she would type. This was before computers. So she would type a letter. And of course you couldn't, it was, she never made mistakes. I remember my father saying that. He said, she never made mistakes. She never made mistakes. Mrs. Pollock, nice lady. Where am I? Prohibir. Prohibir. To forbid. To forbid. I forbid you to do that. I forbid you to go. I prohibit you, but much less used than to prohibit. There's also the word to ban. Smoking is banned. They banned smoking last week. B-A-N-N-E-D in that form. The verb to ban. B-A-N. Impresionar. Impresionar. To impress. Go on. Impress me with your English. To impress. Coser. Coser. To sow. S-E-W. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Another biblical quotation. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Now, of course, it's biblical, so it's Old English. Ye meaning you, plural. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Reap means to bring in the harvest. And, of course, what they're talking about is what goes around comes around. What you do and the way you treat other people will have an effect on you. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Agradecer. Agradecer. To thank. To thank. Dar la bienvenida. Dar la bienvenida. To welcome. To welcome. I welcome you. I welcome your ideas. Your ideas are welcome. And of course, it's what you say when somebody says thank you. So he says, oh, thank you very much. You're welcome. Don't mention it. You're welcome. Raro. Raro. Uncommon. Uncommon. Also rare. Uncommon or rare. Uncommon or rare. So, let's continue with from the English Teaching Manual, which is, of course, you can get a version of this, which is the Student Manual, which I strongly recommend you buy if you're looking for improvement in your structure of the English language, which is what everyone needs. This was one of the original three Bibles of Vaughan Systems. There was the Student Manual and the Associated Teacher Manual, and then the Translation Booklet and the Vocabulary Booklet. And if you watch Richard Vaughan on Televisión Española, which is every morning, Monday to Friday, on the TV, and of course you can get it on the Televisión Española website, and these are the three books that he uses. And you can buy these at a special price, bagoentiendo.com. Let's do a bit of present perfect versus a simple past. So, for example, I will say, how many novels did you read last year? How many novels did you read last year? I read three novels last year. I read three novels last year. And so far this year? And so far this year? I've read three novels so far this year. I've read three novels so far this year. How many times did you see me last week? Twice. How many times did you see me last week? I saw you twice last week. I saw you twice last week. And so far this week? And so far this week? I've seen you twice so far this week. I've seen you twice so far this week. Now, you can say, so far this week, I've seen you twice. But I prefer, I've seen you twice so far this week, to put the time reference at the end. I've seen you twice so far this week. How many onions did you eat last week? One. How many onions did you eat last week? I ate one onion last week. I ate one onion last week. And so far this week? And so far this week? I've eaten one onion so far this week. I've eaten one onion so far this week. How many times did you call me last week? How many times did you call me last week? Once. I called you once last week. I phoned you once last week. I rang you once last week. And so far this week? And so far this week? I've called you once so far this week. I've called you once so far this week. How many people did you kill last month? One. How many people did you kill last month? I killed one person last month. I killed one person last month. And so far this month? And so far this month? I've killed one person so far this month. I've killed one person so far this month. How many glasses of whiskey did you drink yesterday? Now, a little difference here between American English, British and Irish English. When I was growing up, we never said beers. We said a pint of beer, a glass of beer, a can of beer, a bottle of beer. And beers, let's have some beers. I had two beers, was American English only. That's changed now. That's changed now. Every country, let's go for a few beers. Let's have a few beers. How many beers did you have last month, last night? The same with this one, whiskey. How many whiskeys did you drink yesterday? How many whiskeys did you drink yesterday? But I would always say the glass. How many glasses of whiskey did you drink yesterday? How many glasses of whiskey did you drink yesterday? Now, of course, there's a huge difference if you drink whiskey between Scotch whiskey and Irish whiskey. The taste is entirely different. And the spelling. And the spelling. Irish whiskey is spelt W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. Scotch whiskey is spelt W-H-I-S-K-Y. There's no E. And what does it come from? Well, the Irish for whiskey and the Scottish Gaelic for whiskey, which are very similar languages, is Ishka Baha. Ishka is the Gaelic for water, and Baha is life. And so it means water of life. And so Ishka Baha became evolved into whiskey. Ishka Baha whiskey. Ishka Baha whiskey. How many cars did you buy last year? How many cars did you buy last year? One. I bought one car last year. I bought one car last year. And so far this year? And so far this year? I've bought one car so far this year. I've bought one car so far this year. How many love letters did you write last month? How many love letters did you write last month? The lost art of love letter writing. Now, of course, it's emails and WhatsApps and whatever else. SMS or text messages, maybe. How many love letters did you write last month? One. I wrote one love letter last month. I wrote one love letter last month. And so far this month? And so far this month? I've written one love letter so far this month. I've written one love letter so far this month. How many windows did you break last month? One. How many windows did you break last month? I broke one window last month. I broke one window last month. And so far this month? And so far this month? I've broken one window so far this month. I've broken one window so far this month. How many checks did you sign yesterday? Now, American English spelling of check is C-H-E-C-K. British and Irish English spelling is C-H-E-Q-U-E, which of course comes from the French. Check, talon. How many checks did you sign yesterday? How many checks did you sign yesterday? One. I signed one check yesterday. I signed one check yesterday. And so far today? And so far today, I've signed one check. So far today, I've signed one check so far today. Now, if you're out for dinner in a restaurant in the United States and you want to pay, what do you ask for? You ask for the check. Check, please. Can I have the check, please? In Britain and Ireland, you ask for the bill. May I have the bill, please? How many jewels did you steal last month? How many jewels did you steal last month? Some. Answer with some. I stole some jewels last month. Jewels. Jewels with a strong J. I stole some jewels last month. And so far this month? And so far this month? I've stolen some jewels so far this month. I've stolen some jewels so far this month. How many times did you go to the beach last month? Give me a negative answer. I didn't go. How many times did you go to the beach last month? I didn't go to the beach last month. And you needn't say, I didn't go to the beach any time. You can just say, I didn't go to the beach last month. And that will be sufficient. I didn't go to the beach last month. And so far this month? And so far this month? I haven't gone to the beach so far this month. I haven't gone to the beach so far this month. How many stones did you throw yesterday? How many stones? How many stones did you throw yesterday? One. I threw. Now be careful of the pronunciation because I've heard people saying I threw. No, no. I threw. One syllable. Threw. It's pronounced the same as T-H-R-O-U-G-H, which can sometimes be spelled T-H-R-U. I threw one stone last month. Sorry, I threw one stone yesterday. I threw one stone yesterday, or I threw a stone yesterday. And so far today, I've thrown, which is the same as a Game of Thrones, because I've also heard people mispronouncing this. I've thrown one stone so far today. I've thrown one stone so far today. How many times did you speak to your boss yesterday? I'll give you a negative answer. How many times did you speak to your boss yesterday? I didn't speak to my boss yesterday. I didn't speak to my boss yesterday. And so far today? And so far today? I haven't spoken to my boss so far today. I haven't spoken to my boss so far today. How many wonderful things did you do yesterday? How many wonderful things did you do yesterday? One. I did one wonderful thing yesterday. I did one wonderful thing yesterday. And so far today? And so far today? I've done one wonderful thing so far today. I've done one wonderful thing so far today. Now, let's do a bit more translation work before we finish. I'm just trying not to knock a glass off the table here. Yeah, there we go. So, a bit of translation from the great book, translation booklet, which is the best solution I have ever seen to improving the fluency of your English, especially when you buy the book and you download the audio. Buy the book, download the audio, you get in the car, and it's like your own personal teacher. You put it on your phone, you link it to the Bluetooth, you play it on the radio, and you get the sentence in Spanish. You get the sentence in Spanish, a 3-second gap, and then you get the correct answer. So you, in the 3-second gap, the idea is you speak aloud, out loud in your car, and then the book corrects you, the audio corrects you. Creo que van a venderlo. Creo que van a venderlo. I think they're going to sell it. I think they're going to sell it. Give me a negative statement. I don't think they're going to sell it. I don't think they're going to sell it. Creí que iban a venderlo. Creí que iban a venderlo. I thought they were going to sell it. I thought they were going to sell it. Give me a negative. I didn't think they were going to sell it. I didn't think they were going to sell it. Were going to be about to. I didn't. I thought they were going to sell it. Creí que venías en coche. Creí que venías en coche. I thought you were coming by car. I thought you were coming by car. Lo guardé para ti. Lo guardé para ti. I kept it for you. I kept, the verb to keep. I kept it for you. I saved it for you. ¿Por qué quería él hacer eso? ¿Por qué quería él hacer eso? Why did he want to do that? Why did he want to do that? Significaba mucho para mí. Significaba mucho para mí. It meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to me. La clase fue tan aburrida que me dormí. La clase fue tan aburrida que me dormí. The class was so boring that I fell asleep. The class was so boring that I fell asleep. No son tan listos como tú. No son tan listos como tú. They're not as smart as you are. They're not as clever as you are. They're not as bright as you are. They're not as smart as you are. ¿De quién fue esa idea? ¿De quién fue esa idea? Whose idea was that? Whose idea was that? Now remember, what's always recommended to you when using whose? Whose followed by the noun. Whose followed by the noun. Whose idea was that? Whose book was that? Whose car was that? Whose brother was that? No fue culpa mía. No fue culpa mía. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. Make sure you pronounce the T at the end of wasn't. So the S in was sounds like a Z or a Z. It wasn't my fault. ¿Qué estaba haciendo ella cuando la viste? ¿Qué estaba haciendo ella cuando la viste? What was she doing when you saw her? What was she doing when you saw her? A classic mix of past continuous and past simple. What was she doing when you saw her? Was it raining when the doorbell rang? What was she doing when you saw her? ¿Quién intentó robarlo? ¿Quién intentó robarlo? Who tried to steal it? Careful of the pronunciation of steal. Who tried to steal it? Who tried to rob it? Rob, R-O-B, like Robert. Who tried to steal it? Who tried to steal it? This reminds me of when I came to Spain first. I was doing the Camino de Santiago. I got as far as Santiago, having come from Roncesvalles. Spent a few days enjoying myself in Santiago, and then some Italian people, a group of Italian people that I met, said, we're going to Finisterre, which is three more days. And I said, excuse me, why not? Why not? And so the first stop was a beautiful hostel in a village somewhere to the west of Santiago. And there was a bunch of Basque people cycling who had their bikes. And so this unsavory looking character, now unsavory. Savory is something that means tasty. An unsavory character is an untrustworthy person who looks bad. So this unusual character came to the hostel by himself. And I was thinking, he doesn't look like the typical pilgrim, you know. The clothes he was wearing were sort of strange. He didn't look like he was, his shoes were not walking shoes. I was thinking, what's he doing here? And suddenly one of the group of Basque people saw this guy and shouted, chorizo, chorizo, and was going to attack him. And I was thinking, what does that mean? Chorizo, like the food. And one of my Spanish friends said to me, no, that means a thief. T-H-I-E-F, a thief. So this guy had been caught in other hostels pretending to be a pilgrim and stealing from people's bags. And so they threw him out. They physically threw him out, and they called the police. They called the police. So, ¿quién intentó robarlo? Who tried to steal it? No fue robado. No fue robado. It wasn't stolen. Again, careful of the pronunciation of stolen. It wasn't stolen. It wasn't stolen. As always, push that S to the left and link it to the end of the previous word. It wasn't stolen. It wasn't stolen. ¿Por qué no fui informado de ello? ¿Por qué no fui informado de ello? Why wasn't I informed about it? Why wasn't I informed about it? You could also say, why wasn't I informed of it? Why wasn't I informed of it? Creíamos que no estabas interesado. Creíamos que no estabas interesado. We thought you weren't interested. Weren't one syllable. We thought you weren't interested. No volváis a hacer eso nunca. No volváis a hacer eso nunca. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again. Él no me prestó atención. Él no me prestó atención. He didn't pay any attention to me. He didn't pay any attention to me. Están mucho más contentos que antes. Están mucho más contentos que antes. They're much happier than before. They're much happier than before. They're much happier than before. Todavía me encuentro un poco débil. Todavía me encuentro un poco débil. I still feel a little weak. I still feel a bit weak. I still feel a bit under the weather. Under the weather. Now, you can't be over the weather, but you can be under the weather if you're not feeling well. Usually, physically, more than mentally. Yeah, how do you feel? Well, I still feel a bit weak. I still feel a little weak. I still feel a little under the weather. I still feel a bit under the weather. Descuida. Ya te pondrás mejor. Descuida. Ya te pondrás mejor. Don't worry. You'll get better. Careful of the pronunciation of you'll. You will. Don't worry. You'll get better. You'll get better. You're on the road to recovery. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanos.